Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, we're up to lecture 8 on the Zooey Monkey. This is book 4, section 5. And we are at Koshoji in 1235. And Dogen is talking about the lecture that Ejo is going to give. He's the first Shuso at the monastery, the first head monk at Koshoji. So, I can't remember how many paragraphs this is into the text, but this is the paragraph we're going to talk about today. There were many who attained the way by following the teachings of the Tathagata, but there were some who ascertained the way through Ananda. So Dogen is saying that while many people follow the Tathagata, Ananda, who is his main disciple, was also one who caused those to ascertain the way. So Ananda often gave lectures for Shakyamuni. He would say, Ananda, you talk about this. I'm going to go off and meditate or whatever. So Ananda would do that. So Dogen's making a comparison between Ananda and Ejo, who he's asking to give this lecture. So then Dogen goes on and he says, Shuso, you must not depreciate yourself by saying that you are not a vessel of the Dharma. So we get a sense there that maybe Ejo's a little anxious about this. Right. He might be a little fearful of giving this talk. My sense of this also is that this is kind of sprung on Ejo. This is not like he had time to prepare for this. So that would cause me anxiety. So then Dogen says, give a lecture on the story of Tozan's 3 pounds of sesame or 3 pounds of flax. So this is a koan. So how about that? So I want to talk about that. I want to talk about this koan called 3 pounds of flax, which is in a text called the Mumon Kan, which means the gateless gate, which is a collection of koans. And it's also in the Hekigan Roku, which is a Blue Cliff record, which is another big collection of koans. Okay, so here's the koan. A monk asked Tozan, what is Buddha? Tozan said, 3 pounds of flax. Pretty simple. A monk said to Tozan, what is Buddha? Yeah, 3 pounds of flax. Eileen sitting in the chair. What is Buddha? So this is the koan that Dogen asked Ejo about. So I have no idea what Ejo said. We have no record of his commentary on this koan, but it is a very much commented on koan in Zen. So if you start to ask the question about what this koan is about, I think that where we have to start asking the question about the koan is we have to ask the question of what. What? So if you ask what, you may find some entrance into this koan. If you ask what is what in this koan. So what is what? In what is things just as they are? It is suchness. It's reality manifesting as your life right now. What? We've talked about this before. We say, what is it? What is it? It is your life as it manifests. So if we say, as this koan does, if we say, what is Buddha, then to answer the question of what means that both Buddha and what are the same thing. So Buddha and what are the same thing. And if you know what, you know Buddha. So what we investigate in this case may be the word what. What is it? What is suchness? What is things just as they are? So you can say, what is it? You can say, what? You can say, this is it just as it is right now. What is Buddha? Buddha is what? Dogen wrote, that which makes what it is, does so by virtue of this. Okay? That which makes what it is, does so by virtue of this. That which makes this what it is the power of what? We brew herbal tea with this realization. We also make this realization our everyday meal. So, if we say, we can look at this and we can say, that which makes what it is, does so by virtue of this. This is Buddha. This is 3 pounds of flax. Right? So there's this way we say, this what is Buddha? Buddha is 3 pounds of flax. So then we say, that which makes what is this Buddha? What it is does so by virtue of this. This particular moment, this particular thing, this particular life, this 3 pounds of flax, this Buddha, this what is it? And that which makes this what it is the power of what is it? Okay? So the this of Dogen's statement is something very specific. The what of this is this way in which we talk about the suchness of this, this Buddha-ness of this moment, this suchness, this totality, this radiant light, this arising of reality itself, this connection, this complete functioning of the totality of our life, of the world happening. So that is the what, and yet it can only be expressed in this. Your life, this 3 pounds of flax, that's where it's expressed. And that's why Dogen says, we brew herbal tea with this realization. You brew tea, you brew your life, you engage in this particular activity with the realization of what? With the realization of what you make this tea. And then he says, we also make this realization our everyday meal, which is the same thing, right? Your everyday meal. What is your everyday meal? And he's not asking you, what do you eat for breakfast every morning? How is it that you function in your life? How is it that each activity that you're engaged in, each everyday meal, each cup of tea, each moment of driving your car, each thing that we engage with, what is it? What is Buddha? 3 pounds of flax. Very simple. Now, if you look at this koan and you say, oh, I start thinking about Buddha, so that's kind of like the misdirection here. What is Buddha? So first you say, not what is it? You say, but what is Buddha? What is Buddha? And when we say, what is Buddha? I think often we think about enlightenment or we think about Shakyamuni Buddha. So in a way, to approach the question from that place may take us in the wrong direction. Because I think it brings up our gaining idea. We say, oh, how can I be enlightened? If I ask this question, what is Buddha? I'm saying, in one way, I might be saying, how can I be enlightened? Oh, please, honored Tozan, tell me how. How can I be enlightened? Because that's the big question, right? How can I be enlightened? But enlightenment, from that point of view of gaining idea, is not about 3 pounds of flax. It's not about what is it. It's not about this idea of drinking tea, this realized meal. It's something else. It's like, how can I be happy all the time? How can I always do everything right? How can I be perfect? How can I never suffer again? So maybe that's the wrong question. What is Buddha? So I think if you ask that question from that point of view, you miss the point. So in this, what is this? This and what? This relationship that Dogen's talking about. He's saying that this Buddha, this, what is it, and Buddha, and you, and Tozan, and the monk, and the tea, and the meal, are not different. They are all exactly the same thing being expressed, and that which is being expressed is 3 pounds of flax. So that's what this is pointing towards us in our life. So the next question I think might be, what are 3 pounds of flax? So I've already just told you a lot about what I think these 3 pounds of flax are. But Akin Roshi has an interesting thing that he says about this 3 pounds of flax. He says 3 pounds of flax in Chinese is Ma San Qing. And so this is more properly translated, according to Akin Roshi, as 3 pounds flax. Not 3 pounds of flax, but 3 pounds flax. So at that point, when we do this 3 pounds flax, we have this way in which the three words cannot be separated, in which they are all one thing, one idea simultaneously. So this oneness of 3 pound flax is like when we talk about form is emptiness, absolute and relative. So we say form describes emptiness, and emptiness describes form. And yet simultaneously, emptiness is completely emptiness. Because when we say emptiness, we also say form. And form is completely form. So if we say, talking about this, we say 3 pounds flax is completely 3 pounds flax. And at the same time, it is also Buddha. Buddha, 3 pounds flax, 3 pounds flax, Buddha. Buddha describes 3 pounds flax. 3 pounds flax describes Buddha. So they are not different from each other. And at the same time, and this I want to stress, don't get caught on Buddha. Don't get caught on that. Get caught on what? Get caught on this, but don't get caught on Buddha. Furthermore, if we think about the words 3 pound flax, I think there's a heaviness to that. It's like 3 pounds flax, right? Something about that English for me is very onomatopoeic, right? This way in which it has heft, it has weight, it has texture, it has being, it sits in your lap. 3 pounds flax, right? Buddha, just that, just this moment, simultaneously functioning. Drink your tea. What do you have for breakfast every morning? 3 pounds flax, right here, right in my lap, right in my life, not different, not separate from. And in the midst of that, too, we know from Dogen's teaching that this also has radiance. It has a lightness to it at the same time. Right? Radiant, light, functioning. This is Buddha, too. Right? This is what is it? What is it? Radiant, light, simultaneously functioning. 100%. So this too is what it means to say 3 pound flax. If you really truly understand what Dogen's talking about here, you understand what he calls picking up this corner. To pick up this corner is to pick up the totality of your life, to pick up the totality of the total functioning of reality. So this one corner is 3 pound flax. This one corner is Buddha. This one corner is your life. It's something that you are directly experiencing. We must directly experience this. So the questioner and Tozon, what, Buddha, 3 pounds flax, are all one corner. All one corner revealed and revealing the whole of the totality of your life. Because your life is not separate from reality. Your life and reality are the same thing. What, reality, life, this, your life is this. This is that one corner that you pick up. And through picking it up, you pick up the whole. You can only pick up the one corner of your life in each moment, in each activity that you're engaged in. You can't pick up the whole thing. You can only pick up this one corner, and yet this one corner is simultaneously the whole thing. That's where we pick up the whole thing, by paying attention to our life right now as it is in this moment with a question, what? What is it? What is my life? It's this one corner. It is 3 pounds flax. It is Buddha. It is Tozon. It is the question. It is you and me simultaneously functioning. One commentator said about this, wherever you go, it is the same amount. Wherever you go, it is the same amount. And this is picking up that one corner. This is seeing the whole, experiencing the whole within the context of your life as it is just in this moment. So I think we can see that we can't look at the question of what is Buddha from the perspective of the intellect. We can't look at 3 pounds flax from the perspective of the intellect. And yet simultaneously, we have to talk about this. And when we talk about it, we're using our minds, right? We're using this way that we can express this. So all I can do is say, point. I'm not just showing you from this position. I show myself, too. Simultaneously, both things are happening. So this is not like top down. This is this way. This way that we talk to ourselves, each other as ourselves and ourselves as ourselves. We talk and say, you know, what is this? How can I take 3 pounds flax? How can I take the question, what is Buddha, and make it very real for me so that it actually functions in my life? It's not an intellectual inquiry. There's no merit in being able to explain a koan. The merit is being able to enact the koan. And that's what we're being asked to do here. So we are asked to know the weight of 3 pounds flax. We're asked to know the weave and the texture. We're asked to know that this is just this moment of your life. We're asked to know the what of right now. We're asked to know about joy and sadness and confusion and seeking and pushing away. We're asked to know about drinking tea and driving your car and cleaning your house. We're asked to know about what it is to live in this Saha world. That's what we're doing. We're living in this Saha world. That's what these koans are about. How do we inhabit and live and function in this world? So we fully enter into our life, which is 3 pound flax, what, Buddha? Fully entering into this life. Based on the understanding, and I think this is a lot of what our practice is about, is to ask ourselves, about impermanence. What is impermanence? About the interconnection of all things. And about life's radiance. We can't forget that part, right? About this altruistic, radiant functioning of the world that gives us our life. So all of these things, entering into these things. And when we enter into these things, that's how we find freedom. We take the suffering that we experience. We say, what? What is it? You know, what is Buddha in the midst of this suffering? What is impermanence? How does that fit with this? You know, what is this interconnection that we talk about? How does this relate to my life when I'm at the store? You know? So, this freedom that we are working about, for, with, in concert, together, is about this way that we practice and embrace all these aspects of our lives. And in that way, I think we find some ease in our suffering. This way in which we are willing to go into it, accept that there is change, accept that this change is life, accept and investigate the nature of this impermanence. This, another word for this is intimacy. This intimacy that we experience with life as human beings. And we also embrace all of these aspects, and we find ease in our suffering and freedom from our stuckness. From our stuckness. So I think that's what Tozon is pointing to when he says to this unknown monk, every monk, right, all of us, he says, 3 pounds flax is his response. So Dogen mentions Tozon in the Tenso Kyokan, which means instructions to the cook, and he cites his koan, and he says, this koan, Tozon's response, is proof that he is a person of the way. And Dogen asks, he says, in this moment, he says, is there anything of greater value than realization of what the way is? Is there anything of greater value than realization of what the way is? Is there any time more precious than the time of realizing the way? This time of realizing the way is just every moment of our life. Is there anything more precious than that? We're always trying to escape. Maybe not always. But when we're suffering, we're like, get me out of this moment of my life. You know? That too is precious. That too is a very precious moment. That's the radiance of our life. Let's value that. You know, again, that's the source of our wisdom. That's where our wisdom comes from. It's just this, you know. So, is there any time more precious than the time of realizing the way? So, I have a question. What about the monk who asked the question? We always talk about Tozon, right? We always talk about the guy who has the name. But what about the guy who didn't have the name? What about the guy who got to ask the question? This anonymous person asking this question, this answer from Tozon, this engagement that we are engaged in right now, this inquiry called our life, this is like pecking from the inside and outside, going together, realizing the way. So there's this image in Zen about the student pecks from inside the egg and the teacher pecks from outside. But I'll just say to you, forget the teacher and the student. It's just pecking inside and outside, right? Just this dance that we're constantly engaged in with each other. Buddha, Dharma, Sangha. Buddha, Dharma, Sangha. I take refuge in Buddha, Dharma, Sangha. We are pecking from the inside and outside, going together, realizing the way, warm hand to warm hand. What is Buddha, we ask? Oh, it's just 3 pounds of flax. That's all. Nothing special. I can do this. We can do this. I had not thought of that. I had not heard that before. Referring to when we hear that, we say, oh, 3 pounds flax. I had not thought of that before. I had not heard that teaching before. Just a thunderclap. It resounds for hundreds of years. Bang! For hundreds of years, we have heard this koan. Maybe for a lot of you, first time, right? Haven't heard this koan. But you know this koan. You know this koan. Because this koan is your life. It's about your life. 3 pounds flax, Dogen, Ejo, Buddha, Tozan, this anonymous monk, all the way down to you and me, together, right now. No difference. Same question, right here, right now. Right in the middle of this, 3 pounds flax. This is Buddha's what? So I say, what? What? Let's keep asking that question. Let's keep answering that question with what? You know, what? Just this, just to this moment. Thank you very much.